Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to check out what the Chamber is doing, simply go to durangobusiness.org and be sure and stop by this Wednesday coming up on the 26th. It's going to be the Funofficial Mystical Tailgate over at Three Springs Plaza, Three Springs Village. So with that, tease you guys and you come by and sacrifice an old mask to the COVID gods and you get a first 100 people get a nice swag bag. So with that, I want to welcome Christy Bradley and Brandy Wright to today's Chamber Chat. And you guys are with, I want to get this right, Junction Creek. Oh my gosh, see, I already messed up. Junction Creek Health and Rehabilitation. How are you two?
Pretty good.
Well,
we're formerly known as Four Corners Healthcare Center. So this is our new name.
Well, and so that, I guess, would be the first question I have. What prompted the name change?
So our former parent company, Sava Senior Care, had decided to divest all of its long-term care facilities in Colorado and several other states. And over the past year or so, we've had different operators, as they call them, come in and look at the building and go through which buildings they liked or didn't like or thought, you know, they would want to take on, and ours happened to be one of them. So Recover Care is now our new parent company. They took over October 1st of this year.
And how long have you been operating as a healthcare facility here in Durango?
From what we understand, this building was originally built around the early to mid 1960s. So we've been in the neighborhood for quite a long time.
And you guys are located, for those that don't know, just up Junction Creek past Miller.
Yes,
that's correct. Mm-hmm.
And I know both my mom and my father-in-law, they both passed, but my mom did rehabilitation as well as my father-in-law. And you guys have a great facility. What are some of the things that you offer for those needing to rehab?
So for long-term wise, it's basic care. I mean, we can do just about anything the hospital can do short of any intense acute care. On our skilled rehab side, that's where people come in for a more short-term stay, where they're coming in to rehab after an accident, broken hip, a major illness, something like that. And then we're providing them rehab and care until they are well enough to go back out into the community where they came from.
And I'm curious, because when I think of your facility, I think of seniors, but I would assume that that's not correct, that you can work with any individual at any age. Is that right?
We actually can. I think the cutoff for legality purposes is 17. And in the history here, I think, and Brandy would agree, we've had a couple of residents that were in their 20s, depending on what their needs were, all the way up to 103 years old. So we really sometimes have the whole gamut of age group in the facility.
Jack, I wanted to add about services that I've been here for a very long time. And so what the services she was talking about is what we had in the beginning, but we have expanded to be able to do respite care. And so that's if somebody just needs a break. And we also have hospice services as well as palliative now, which is fairly new in the last couple, 3 years or 4 years. You know, so that's more services.
Yeah. And explain palliative care, because my mom was in that. It was a wonderful resource to have.
It's out of Mercy, so the palliative nurse practitioner and the doctors assess our patients to see if that's something that they would qualify for. Mm-hmm. And it's just an added benefit to them to help with their care.
Right.
Christy, you might be able to give it a little more explanation.
It's more of like not quite hospice care yet, but a little more towards just providing comfort care versus actively seeking to heal somebody. I guess that's the best way to say it.
Well, and I know with my mom, it was interesting. They had talked about, you know, the hospice. My mom was so funny. She says, hospice, I'm not ready to die. You know, and they were like, no, this gives your son resources. And as you get better, we'll move you from hospice over into palliative care. So for me, it was just a great opportunity to have another set of eyes and ears, however you want to phrase it, you know, checking in on my mom and making sure she was doing okay and watching her progress. So someone like myself, I go in for surgery this year, and then I could say, hey, I want to, you know, be over at Junction Creek Health and Rehabilitation because its proximity to my office is close. I could come and talk to you guys and get signed up.
Yep. If you have a qualifying payer source and a skilled necessity to be in our center. So there's a couple of qualifications that you have to come in to begin with. But the hospital, if they felt like you didn't have outside resources like home health or outpatient therapy, and it was really something that you needed 24-hour care to get over the first couple of weeks or however long, then they would recommend coming to a skilled nursing facility.
Very nice. And then what are some of the things and what's changed with, you know, during the pandemic? And it's the most overused word in 2020 and 2021, but how did you guys pivot over at Junction Creek Health and Rehab Center?
It really changed everything that long-term care has worked so hard in the last 20 to 25 years to create in a skilled nursing facility, nursing home. Our whole goal over the last, since I've been here and since Brandy's been here and the industry itself, is to get to a more home-like environment, not institutionalized, really focus on the resident and not the, you know, not how we need things done by a schedule, but more for the resident's schedule and being able to have, you know, the same outings and activities and things going on that you would normally outside of a skilled nursing facility. And the pandemic, because of the rules and regulations and trying to keep everybody safe, has really taken that whole momentum back about 15 years. So we've just had to figure out new and different ways to keep pushing forward, keep making it more of a home-like environment, all while staying within our rules and regulations and fun stuff.
Yeah. And I guess what are some of those things that you've done to engage and keep the residents active in the, you know, daily activities? What are some of those examples?
There is a lot more Zoom and video conferencing, getting residents used to that. A lot of our older residents have never used Zoom or mobile phones, cell phones, any kind of computer gizmos. And now they can converse with relatives that they probably wouldn't have conversed with before. Coming up with new ideas where we're not doing a lot of group activities and we can keep them separated and still have a social time with them. So there's a lot more room to room activities and smaller group activities going on. And just every day trying to think of new ways to keep everybody engaged and not just watching television all day long.
You know,
Jack, when I first started working here, I had a lot of people, well, you're working over there. Well, how's that? And I said, well, it's a party all the time. And I believe that we have tried very hard to continue that. We do dress up. We have activities all throughout the month where we have, like this month, we've got things like it's National Popcorn Day. So we'll go around and we'll take a cart and we'll take popcorn to the residents with all these different toppings. You know, we have a National Chocolate Cake Day. So we're going to, you know, do things with them. It may be that it's in their room, but we'll dress up in costumes. We'll create a cart that has decorations on it. We'll go around and we'll see everybody and still participate in some fun activities here. The one drawback right now is that we're not allowed to have pets. Wow. And so we're working very hard to, as soon as we're allowed to have animals back in the building, oh boy, they're going to come back. So that's one thing that we really, really miss right now. But we're monitoring it daily with all the regulations that we have. And, you know, we're doing the very best we can to make sure that everybody's still active and engaged and vibrant in their lives.
Well, you know, and Brandy, I've known you. What do we figure? Is it, I know it's 25, 30 years.
I think it's at least 30 years. Yeah, I've been here 32 years here at this facility.
So we met when we were two. And
yes, we were very young.
Yes, yes. And I want to give you a shout out because your energy is contagious. And I remember, you know, being in Civitan with you and just, you know, from singing and just the high energy that you bring and always having that upbeat, positive outlook is truly contagious. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I've enjoyed every moment being here. It is truly a home that you're working in. But I also have an analogy of it. It is a community within a community. So everything that we could do outside, we still try to do inside. You know, you can still go banking. You can still, you know, have activities. You can still do all the various things that you may have done outside of the facility, but it's still a community within a community. And so I have seen many things change here over the years. I've also seen a lot of people meet here, become friends. I've also seen them meet and fall in love and even get married. So it is a joy to work here.
Yeah. Well, and again, thank you for everything you do. And, you know, we talk about the kind of the things that have gone on. What does the future look like for Junction Creek Health and Rehab Center? what does it look like for the future moving forward?
It really is kind of exciting at this point because we are thinking of new ways to engage our residents. We are, you know, the pandemic and some of these regulations are going to be here with us for a good long while. So it's really actually kind of given us all a different outlook on how to go from here and get excited to try new things and do new things and keep everybody healthy and continue to be able to march forward in the home-like environment type of atmosphere.
And if someone has a loved one that, you know, they're, you know, they know that they need more care and possibility of living over at Junction Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center, what should they do? Are you guys doing tours or what's the first step to reach out and find out more about your facility?
You would actually give our admissions director, Jen Perry, a call. And a lot of it would, again, depend on whether a physician felt like they needed long-term care and skilled services. Even with a long-term care resident up here, there's still certain qualifications that they have to meet before we could actually provide that care. We're not doing a lot of in-house tours right now just because we try to keep everything, you know, as kosher as possible, I guess, you know.
Sure.
We are able to do virtual tours, and that is about the number one way we're doing tours right now.
Right. So just reaching out to the administrator and admissions and just finding out some of the details. And, again, looking back when I moved my mom here, you know, some 13 years ago, and just trying to navigate the system and then having some experts that I could rely on to say, how does this work? What does this, you know, mean? How does long-term care insurance work? All of those things, you guys are there to help with that, right? And, you know, because there's so many questions that family members have that have never been through this.
Definitely. I mean, we have to be on top of just about any question you have. And then outside of the, like if they're coming from a hospital, from Mercy or any of the surrounding hospitals, they're also very knowledgeable on what the expectations are, getting care, what the payer sources need to be, how to make sure your stay is covered, what insurances apply, anything and everything like that. So there's a lot of valuable resources out there. Community connections can also help. San Juan Basin Health has case managers that will help and guide people. So there's a lot out there where you can get information.
And what is your website? We've got about 30 seconds. What's your website?
I actually, at this point, they just put it up like 2 days ago. So I'm not sure of the actual address name right now.
Google.
Jack,
yes.
Yeah. You can just probably Google us and come up with that or give us a call. Our phone number is 970-247-2215. And also, you can find us on Facebook now. We have a quite active Facebook page that's really fun to look at.
Great. Well, again, check it all out at Junction Creek Health and Rehabilitation Center. And Christy and Brandy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, we got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.